For me, I just would like to thank the Redskins organization for making this dream come true. This is truly a blessing for me, not only to play for the NFL, but to be on the team I grew up watching. So this is just a great and tremendous honor. I mean, just a lot of hard work to this point in my life, but I just want to say thank you, and I'm excited and looking forward to going out there and getting my NFL career started with this great locker room from the guys I met. I'm very excited, so.
Jonathan, you said it's a big thing for you to play for the Redskins. Were there any Redskin players that you kind of looked up to that were role models to you?
As far as role models, I mean, Chris Cooley was a guy who I've always had a relationship with, so he's definitely been a big help to me through this process. So if I had to choose, I would definitely say Chris Cooley. He's just a great role model, great leader, been a great mentor for me. So, he's been tremendous for me.
Well, we was pretty close. We talked a lot. You know, we played the same defense for years, man. We was close, but never in a million years I thought we'd be on the same team. I thought I got rid of him.
Kind of piggyback off what Ryan said. I mean, playing on the same defense for the last 4 years definitely came close. We definitely have a great brotherhood at Alabama. You never think about a situation where you go to play for a team with one of your great friends from college, so it's a blessing. I'm excited.
For you guys, what was your dynamic like on the field playing together, and how do you see that moving forward now?
Well, we had a great relationship. We got to the point, we can work together. We can go out there, we can call a lot of games and stuff on our own. That came with trust and time, so. For me us to be on the same team now, man, we can just pick right up where we left off. I know him, I know his skill set, and I know when he's, when he's hot, I'm gonna cover him, and if I'm rushing good, he can cover me. So, we pretty much got that understanding. Like I said, man, it's a great feeling, to have another dog, somebody's gonna go out there and lay it all out there with you every day, man. So, that's good too.
Kind of what he said, just the mentality we have coming out of Alabama. I feel like we're very special, and to know that I have a guy with me from Alabama is cool. We kind of refill off each other and feed off each other just by our playing styles and how we, go about doing it the right way. So I'm excited. I'm excited to get the thing started, and to have a Bama guy with me makes it even better.
Yes, kind of keeping with this same theme, could each of you describe the other one as both a player and a teammate? So Ryan, what stands out to you? If I never met Jonathan, how would you describe him to me, again, as a player and teammate? And Jonathan, if you don't mind, the same on Ryan.
John's a great teammate, He's a guy, he come to the locker room, he can change the mood of a lot of guys, man. He got that ability, he can joke around, but when it's time to get serious and we get on the field, he all about his business. Smart player, he's a great player, So that's pretty much it.
For me, I say Ryan's a very versatile player. Dominant on the run, aggressive, physical, nasty. For me, those are things I'm kind of looking for.
Oh, that's killing him. It's killing him, right? It's killing him.
These are things I'm looking for when I'm looking for a linebacker, And as far as a teammate, probably one of the best I've had just like from a work ethic standpoint. Not really too many times you would catch Ryan slacking off. He's really bringing guys to his level. So, as a teammate and a person, you can't really ask for too much better.
I'm glad you asked that question. You would have never said that stuff about me.
We've heard a lot about your attitude and your demeanor. Where exactly does that come from? Where do you draw that inspiration from, that mentality from?
Oh, man. Those people sitting right there, my mom, my sisters, my brother, Yeah, I mean, I always go out there, man, and I'm playing for them. You know, I'm playing for something bigger than me, you know what I mean? It ain't all about me. You know, I don't feel like I could play this game at the level I play it at and, you know, where I came from playing it if it was just about me.
What have the last 24 hours been like for you guys? And now that you've kind of had maybe a minute to digest being drafted, being in the NFL, what are your initial feelings about the franchise and about where you guys are right now?
For me, it's been a lot. You know, probably experienced every emotional thing you can. But probably the big thing is just excited. And yesterday, well, I was just so excited just to come in and just meet all the coaches and Mr. Snyder. And I mean, it's been amazing. But my mindset today is just, you know, back to the process, you know. So I'm looking forward to playing here, but I'm most excited to get to work. Just get to running, get to working out with the team, and just trying to catch up to speed with the rest of the guys and just, you know, getting back to business.
You guys had a long season going through the national championship and going through the semifinals. What was, I guess, the most gruesome part of this draft process, or probably the most tiresome part of this draft process?
For me, I would say it'd be, you know, like you said, we had a long season. You know, coming out that season, you know, a long season, the way we play, the way we practice at Bama, you know, it's physically and mentally, you know, it'll wear you down. Just, we had to catch up, man. We had to play catch up on this for the training stuff, you know, a lot of the combine stuff. You know, it was tough. You know, guys had been done playing in November, December, you know, early, you know, it was training. So, you know, that'll be a tough part for me. And it just was nonstop. And it didn't really get a break. You know, so, you know, we jumping right back into it now. So, but I'm glad that part over with and it's back to football now.
You said when you were talking to the media last night that you just wanted to enjoy the moment. Did you actually get a chance to enjoy the process?
Yeah. What do you mean, like?
Did you have a chance to at least, like, soak in everything that was going on around you throughout the last couple of months despite everything that you had to do in terms of?
Yeah, I got advice from a lot of players, you know, that I played with that went through it, and they said the same thing. Just try to enjoy it. You only got to do it one time, but I really want hearing that. I really ain't like the draft process that much.
For me, I'd probably say the waiting. I mean, it was a long season. It was physically and mentally exhausting, but, I mean, this is my job. This is what I love to do. So, for me, it was just the waiting part, just doing things that weren't necessarily football related, you know. So, for me, getting back to football is what I've been waiting for since January 11th. That's what I'm most looking forward to.
Thanks. Jonathan, I know you're from here, from Ashburn. Can you tell us what your getting a chance to play for the Skins means to your folks and to your elder brother?
To play for the Redskins means a lot. I still remember the days when I would come up to a Redskins facility and when we first got Donovan McNabb and I was out there for training camp and watching them. So it's cool to be able to say I can play for the Redskins. But, I mean, that was then and this is now. I mean, this is my job and this is my business. And it's so exciting and it's fun. But I'm just ready to get to work. But for my family, they're so excited, you know, right in the backyard. I mean, it's something you only hear about in stories. So it's not really something we even thought about could happen. So now that it happened, it's really just a blessing and a dream come true.
What made you choose Alabama to go to play for?
Well, I was born in Anniston, Alabama, so I've always grew up an Alabama fan. And for me, when you have Coach Saban sitting on your couch in your living room telling you he wants you to play for him, I mean, that's not really something you say no to.
What
else?
Oh, I wanted to roll with the Tide, big guy.
Do you have any preference, Jonathan, on where you're going to play on the defensive line? Do you prefer end going on the inside more?
No, I mean, I don't have a preference. As a football player, I just want to be out there. That's the most important thing for me. So, I mean, wherever the coaches tell me to play it, that's where I'm going to go play it and do it effectively.
First time at FedEx Field, or had you been to a game here before growing up? And for the both of you, just what was it like kind of walking in the stadium for the first time?
So I've never actually been to a game. I went to the Barcelona-Manchester United game in 2010, I think. But besides that, this is my first time. So walking in, it's an amazing experience. I'm just, like Ryan kind of said, I'm just trying to soak it all in. You know, it doesn't even seem real at this point.
How do you think you'll feel the first time you walk into the stadium for the first time, the first game? What are your feelings going to be like? Are you going to be able to contain yourself, or are you going to drive that energy into playing?
I'm going to be excited, but I really don't know how I'm going to feel. Probably going to be locked in and focused because it's going to be my first NFL game, and I have a job to do. You know, this is a business, so I'm probably going to be just super mentally locked in and just focused and ready to play football.
I don't feel like it'd be any different, you know, from my first time walking into Bryant Denny. You know, it's just a different level, different team, you know. High level competition, but at the end of the day, it's all the same game, it's all the same feeling. I'm going in there for one reason.
Take a few more. To the right there.
Brian, Jonathan mentioned your versatility. Has there been any discussion about you possibly even playing a little bit inside linebacker as well as your outside duties?
They haven't talked to me about it, but like you said, no, be against it. This is my job. No, like you said, I ain't in college no more. I ain't doing this for free, so